In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the 14th day of the blessed month of Tut. May the Lord begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility. Our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, St. Agathon, the Stylite, departed. He was from the city of Tanis. The name of his father was Matra, and his mother's name was Miriam. They were righteous and feared God. They loved to give alms and be merciful to the poor and needy. The thought of monasticism was always on his mind. When he was 35 years old, he was ordained priest, and he devoted himself to serve the Holy Church. He asked the Lord Christ day and night, to facilitate for him departing from this world to go to the desert. The Lord Christ answered his request, and he went out from the city and came to Ternut or Mariut, and from there went to the desert. The angel of the Lord appeared to him in the form of a monk who journeyed with him and brought him to the monastery of St. Macarius in Alesquite. He came to the holy old men, Abraham and Amba Gavarga, became their disciple and remained with them for 3 years. Then they took him before the altar and in the presence of the Igumen Abba Ioannis, and for 3 days they prayed over the monastic garb. They then ordained him a monk and dressed him with the holy scheme. From that hour he started himself with many worships, in continuous fasting and prayer, and fought a great fight. He slept on the ground until his skin cleaved to his bones. He read continually the biography of Amba Simon the Stylite, and he thought of leading a solitary life. He took counsel with the Holy Fathers concerning that, and they approved his wish and they prayed for him. He left and came near the city of Sakha, province of Gharbiya, where he dwelt in a small church. The believers built a place for him on a pillar, and he went up on it. During his days, a man appeared in whom dwelt an obstinate devil who led many people astray. He sat in the middle of the church, surrounded by people listening to him, carrying tree branches. And Agathon sent for the possessed and had him brought to him. He prayed over him and cast out the devil who led the people astray. Similarly, a woman claimed that Marimina conversed with her, and she commanded the people of her city to dig a well in the name of Saint Mina to heal everyone who bathed in it. Saint Agathon prayed over that woman until he cast out from her that unclean spirit, and he commanded the people to fill up that well with earth. Look, my brothers and sisters, not every miracle we run after. Some false people are betrayed or betray the others with the miracles or wonders. Although she asked them in the name of Marimina, but actually the holy man Agathon knew that she was possessed with the devil. Any miracle or wonder must be accompanied by a goal. Many times our Lord Jesus Christ was asked to perform miracle and he refused. And every time he performed miracle, it was for a purpose, for a reason. That's why we do believe that we don't run after the miracle. We run after our Lord Jesus Christ, the miracle of miracles, the Son of Man, the Savior. If the miracle occurs, okay. If it doesn't happen, no harm at all. What's more important is to be attached to our Lord Jesus Christ or our lives. Either we are healed or succeed or a miracle happened to us, it's not a sign of the satisfaction of our Lord on us. At the hands of this holy man, St. Agathon, God worked many miracles of healing sick people and casting out devils. The devils appeared to him in a form of angels, singing sweet songs and imparting blessings unto him. But by the might of the Lord Christ, he knew their guile. He made the sign of the cross over them, and they fled away defeated. When God wished to repose him from the labors of this world, he fell sick for a short while and delivered up his soul into the hand of God. The people who had benefited from his sermons and teachings gathered around him and wept bitterly. This holy father lived for 100 years, of which he spent 40 years in the world and 10 years in the desert and 50 years in solitude upon that pillar. May his prayers guard us against all our enemies, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Ava agathon bestes.